Today we have the passage from Matthew chapter 11 about the Lord's warning to the people of Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum that they needed to repent of their sins. And the Lord had tried to get their attention by working these countless miracles, and yet he says these cities, these people living there, did not repent, they did not convert, they did not turn from their sins and turn toward the Lord, away from their immorality. And then the Lord compares the cities of those days to ancient cities, Tyre, Sidon, Sodom and Gomorrah. And he says, if what you have seen were done back then, they would have repented. So let's take a look for a few moments on these words from the Lord. St. Matthew tells us that Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed. What's interesting is that even though Scripture says that the Lord did most of his miracles in these towns of Capernaum and Chorazin and Bethsaida, we don't really have that many recorded miracles taking place there, which reminds us that not everything was written down in sacred Scripture. In fact, at the end of John's Gospel, John wrote, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written." So that's how many miracles the Lord worked. So when somebody of another faith says, everything's written in the Scriptures, you have the Bible saying that not everything is written in Scripture. The Lord did countless talks and teachings and miracles that are not specifically mentioned in Scripture. That's why the Catholic Church believes in sacred Scripture and sacred tradition. Many of the miracles and words of the Lord were not written down, they were passed on through the oral tradition. So yes, we have the inspired Word of God written in the Bible, but we also have sacred tradition handed down from generation to generation. So even the Bible indicates here that most of the Lord's miracles occurred in these towns, and yet we don't have a record of most of the miracles. Then the Lord says, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida!" The word woe is an ancient expression for grief and for regret and for mourning and also for warning. Woe to you, Chorazin, Bethsaida. If the miracles that were performed here had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. Tyre and Sidon were ancient Phoenician cities with long-standing reputation for evil and for wickedness. And many of them had practiced pagan worship, and they were obviously destroyed. And so the Lord says that if they had seen the Lord's miracles, they would have repented. And yet the people in the Lord's own day were so hard of heart, so stubborn, that they did not repent. The Lord even says they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes if they had seen what you have seen. And then Jesus says something very interesting. It'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. Why is that? Well, because the people in the Lord's day got to see Jesus himself. They got to hear his own words. They got to see his miracles. The people of the Old Testament just had the prophets and the forerunners of the Messiah. And so now they have the Messiah with them, and they did not repent. So then the Lord concludes by turning to Capernaum. And he says, "Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? And they will be dashed to Hades, to the netherworld. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom," remember Sodom and Gomorrah were notoriously wicked and sinful areas known for their immorality. It says Sodom would still be around today, would have remained until this day, if they had seen what you had seen. "For I tell you, in the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you." So again, very sobering words, very powerful words from the Lord. And he can sum it up, I think, in one sentence: to whom more has been given, more will be expected. And the people in the Lord's day in Capernaum, in Chorazin and Bethsaida, were given great graces. They got to hear Jesus, they got to see Jesus, they got to witness countless miracles, and yet they remained stubborn of heart. Because they had been given more, they were held more accountable, more responsible. So I guess we should obviously apply the scriptures to our own life and think, well, just how much we have been given. We're being born and raised in our beautiful Catholic faith with the seven sacraments, with 2,000 years of history, with the saints and spirituality. We've been given so much. And so we, of course, will be held very accountable for the great knowledge of the faith and the wisdom we've been given, so that we will live that faith and practice the faith that we've been given.